Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, autonomous driving, renewable energy, and much, much more. I almost forgot what my podcast was about. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and we're going to cover EV news on today's episode. Before we do, though, I want to recommend a website. It is carswithcords.net. Patrick does a great job on this website. It's just one person doing it. And his latest article, 6 Cent Electricity, is worth a read if you're interested in solar power, renewable energy, battery backup, all that stuff. He also talks a lot about EVs on this site. So I give carswithcords.net my full recommendation. By the way, that's not an ad. I genuinely read this site often. So go check it out. All right, let's move on to our EV news. Workers at Volkswagen's Tennessee plant have filed to vote to unionize. We've talked about in the past how UAW is making a big push to get non-union auto workers to become union auto workers here in North America. And we'll see how this vote in Tennessee goes. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Who knows? Moving on, Stellantis will lay off 400 salary employees, which is about 2% of their workforce. The employees being laid off are from engineering, technology, and software divisions. We'll keep an eye out for this. We'll see if they lay off anybody else throughout the year. Hopefully they won't. I hate it when people get laid off, and hopefully all of these folks find a soft landing with another company. Ford is planning to build an affordable small EV pickup truck. I would guess, you know, like the Ford Maverick or maybe the Ford Ranger, that size. And by affordable, I mean like $25,000. Ford has a special Skunk Works that was secretive, and Jim Farley let that out of the bag. We heard about that a couple months ago. We'll see if it actually hits $25,000. I'm very skeptical that it will. I'd like it to start at $25,000, but I don't think it will. Speaking of affordable vehicles, if you live in California, you can now pick up a new Chevy Bolt EV or EUV for as little as $8,000 or $9,300, respectively. The EUV for the Bolt is a little bit bigger, if you didn't know. The article from Inside EV's Wade Malone breaks this down for us, and this is best case scenario. Not everybody's going to get this price. You have to meet specific income, residency, and vehicle requirements to make this work out. But if you can, it's a pretty good deal. So the starting price of a Chevy Bolt, just regular EV, is $26,500. The starting price for a Chevy Bolt EUV is $27,800. So the first thing is the federal tax credit here in the U.S., which the Chevy Bolt qualifies for $7,500 off of that car. So that brings the price down. The next step is California has a Clean Cars for All incentive program. So if you upgrade to an EV or plug-in hybrid, you can get up to $9,500 off the car. Again, up to. And then California also has the Consumer Assistance Program Retirement Incentive, which you'll get up to, $1,500 off of that price. So you apply all of the best case scenarios to this example, and you can pick up a Chevy Bolt for $8,000 or, like I said, $9,300, depending on which one you want, which is still a pretty good deal. Even if you take a, even if you only just do the federal tax credit, it's still a pretty good price. So you can still find Chevy Bolts, even though GM stopped building them in December of 2023, you can still find a few out there that are sitting at dealerships. So if you're looking for an EV and you're looking for something that's affordable, maybe for you or maybe for somebody in your family, definitely check this out. Even if you don't live in California, you still get the $7,500 federal tax credit if you qualify. All right, that brings us to the Chevy Blazer EV. It's on sale again. If you remember, Chevy halted sales 2 months ago, or actually, what are we, almost 4 months ago. They halted sales in December of 2023 for software issues and issues with DC fast charging capabilities. Not only have they started selling the Chevy Blazer EV again, they're now selling it at a much lower price. The starting price for the Chevy Blazer EV was $56,175. It is now just over $50,000. So we got a just about a $6,000 price decrease. So that's great. The all-wheel drive RS trim was just over $60,000 and is now just under $55,000. And Chevy announced that the base model for the Blazer EV will come out later this year, and that will start under $50,000. Now, what if you've already purchased a Chevy Blazer EV and you're like, wait a second, I bought this thing back in November and the price has decreased? Well, you may be eligible for up to a $6,500 reimbursement from GM. They were supposed to be sending out letters to current Chevy Blazer EV owners, which there wasn't very many of. But as long as you own the car prior to March 1st, 2024, you will be eligible for up to a $6,500 reimbursement. And while we're on the subject of getting a cheap EV, Hyundai will lease you an Ioniq 6 SE for $239 a month, and there's no down payment. This is a 24-month lease, and it is also eligible for the $7,500 federal tax credit. My guess is the $7,500 federal tax credit is your down payment, but I don't know exactly how it works, so do your research for sure. The Ioniq 6 SE has 225 horsepower and a range of 361 miles. This is just for the United States. If you want a SE all-wheel drive, that will be $319 a month with a range of 270 miles. And if you want the SEL, that will be $349 a month with 316 miles of range. Boston Consulting Group is estimating that when an automaker sells a $50,000 EV, they lose $6,000 for that sale. Like, it costs them $56,000 to make that car. They sell it for $50,000, lose $6,000. And that's accounting for the tax credits that the automaker may or may not qualify for. $6,000 is not a universal number. It goes up and down depending on the automaker. And we should say that this is a consulting group, so, and they're estimating, so let's not put too much into this. Some automakers may be making money at that price. Not all. This is what I'm saying. This isn't universal. Some of the reasons they give are high battery cost, the electrical powertrain, incremental investments, and they use Tesla and BYD as exceptions because Tesla and BYD are leaders in the market. They've figured out the manufacturing. You know, they figured out the efficiencies in the car to make all of this work out so that they make money. They also mention luxury brands that can still make money by selling EVs because the luxury brands usually sell their EVs or their vehicles at a much higher price, which has more margin. So they're making money. They're likely comparing companies like Lucid, Fisker, and Rivian. And we'll talk about Lucid and Fisker here in a second. But there is a path to profitability, according to Boston Consulting Group. And that path of profitability includes reducing material cost, increasing efficiencies, not only in the car, but in the manufacturing process through automation, and then improving energy density in the batteries. And speaking of Lucid, Lucid Motors just received an additional $1 billion investment from the Saudi Public Investment Fund. And to be more specific, it wasn't specifically from the public investment fund. It was from some offshoot that manages part of that fund. So I don't know how that all works, and I don't even know if that's important. But Lucid got $1 billion, and they're using that $1 billion to launch the Lucid Gravity. And now, speaking of Fisker, Fisker was in talks with a large automaker for a potential investment, and that deal has reportedly fallen through. So that large automaker we thought was Nissan, but now it's no one. We talked last week about a existing investor who had committed $150 million, but what we didn't know last week was that $150 million was contingent on the deal with the unknown automaker. That is a real bummer for Fisker, and I really hope that they can find their way out of this mess. Let's see. Moving on to Lordstown Motors. In 2020, Lordstown Motors got into a bit of trouble for inflating the number of pre-orders that they had for their electric pickup truck. And by the way, this is around the time that they were going public and announcing these pre-order numbers, which were not true. And Hindenburg Research brought that fact to light, and the Securities Exchange Commission here in the United States investigated and has now settled with Lordstown CEO and founder Steve Burns. Burns will have to pay $175,000 and cannot be an executive officer or director of a public company for 2 years. In 2021, Steve Burns had to resign and he lost control of his company. He sold most, if not all, of his stock around that same time, and then later bought back some of the company's assets in a bankruptcy sale. I very much wonder if Steve Burns has plans to try yet another time for an electric pickup truck. Initially, he had some involvement at a high level with Workhorse, and I think he was kicked out of Workhorse or asked to leave. And on his way out, Workhorse allowed him to buy the intellectual property for the pickup truck that they were working on. And that's how we get to Lordstown Motors. And then he resigned from Lordstown. And you know the rest of the story at this point. So we'll see what he does with that. Maybe he does nothing. Maybe he just wants to own it and just live out his golden years in peace. I have no idea. ChargePoint is taking orders for new NACS cable retrofits on March 18th, ChargePoint posted on X. NACS cables for Express 250 are available for order today and are easily retrofitted by our experts in the field. And then it gives the information to get in touch and then some information on frequently asked questions. So the Express 250, that is a DC fast charging. So if a company bought these from ChargePoint or is, you know, operating them in partnership with ChargePoint, then, you know, that's not going to be for normal people like you and me. That's a tweet for businesses. However, ChargePoint does have level two charging at apartment complexes, and then they also have home chargers. So I would imagine that it's possible that you could get a level two charging cable, NACS charging cable from ChargePoint at some point in time and upgrade your home unit. I have no idea how much this would cost, if it would be more expensive than just buying a whole new charger if you bought a vehicle with a NACS connector on it. But it seems like at some point it would be an option available to you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okie doke. That is our EV news this week. I do want to remind everybody that we do have a Patreon. The link's in the show notes. It's patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. If you want to support the show for as little as a dollar, you won't get ads. And all of the money contributed by our patrons goes back into the show. None of that money goes into my pocket. So this is a not extraordinarily expensive show to run, but it's not cheap. It's several hundred dollars a month, and we still lose money. So if you'd like to help offset the costs, go over and check us out on Patreon. Supportkilowatt.com or patreon.com/kilowatt. All right, moving on to our Tesla news. Tesla has started supplying third-party charging networks with version 4 DC fast chargers. So these are basically superchargers that are branded by some other company. And UK company EVpoint has just installed V4 superchargers with CCS2 connectors in the UK. So the NACS connector, if you are not familiar, is not used in Europe or in the UK. It is the CCS2 combo connector. Back here in the US, BP Pulse, which is British Petroleum's EV charging efforts, they ordered 100 million Tesla superchargers, some of which, if not all, could be outfitted with CCS1 adapters. I'll keep you posted as we get more information on this. Now, in the same realm of things, Tesla exec Rohan Patel has clarified some details when it comes to non-Teslas with the NACS connector having access to the supercharger network. So companies like Ford and Rivian at the moment will have access to 16,000 supercharger stalls that will be opened up to them. And we talked a little bit about that. Right now, they have to have an adapter, but at some point, there will be a NACS connector actually on the vehicle itself. Now, there are 11,000 superchargers that are just reserved for Tesla owners. But Tesla owners don't feel too terribly special because these 11,000 stalls are mostly version 2 superchargers and third-party NACS enabled vehicles. They're not compatible with V2 superchargers. So, yeah, you have exclusive access to the slower chargers. And really, this doesn't bother me. I just think it's funny how it's phrased. All right, let's move on. Tesla has started rolling out its updated auto parking system for vehicles without ultrasonic sensors. I didn't know this, but for the last 2 years, Tesla's equipped with Tesla Vision only, so that's the camera only, lacked the auto parking feature. But now that's all changed, or at least for some, it's currently changed. For others, you got to wait for your update. But Tesla's rolling this new feature out to Tesla Vision vehicles. The new system highlights different parking spots on the screen, and the driver selects one, and then the car parks itself, which is really cool. And it parks itself, it backs into the parking space, at least in the video that I saw. This feature may turn into a, you know, tap and park type of a feature where you find the parking spot you want, you tap where you want the car to park, and then you just get out and go in the grocery store or movie theater, whatever you're going into, and the car will park itself. There's some code in the Tesla app that indicates that that might be the case. But I don't know how often this feature would actually be used. I can't think of a reason myself to do this, but still cool that it can do it. Let's move on. And I'm going to let you know before we even start, I'm going to butcher these names. I'm going to do my best. Klaus Pflugbeil and Yulong Xiao have been charged with allegedly trying to sell battery manufacturing trade secrets. And to be more specific, it looks like they were trying to sell Tesla battery manufacturing trade secrets, although we don't know because in the court paperwork, it just says, you know, company number one or whatever. It doesn't name Tesla specifically, but the overall evidence is that it's Tesla in the court paperwork. Now, Klaus is a resident of the People's Republic of China, but he's also a Canadian national. Yulong is a Chinese national. Klaus has been arrested. Yulong is still out in the world somewhere. He's fled. Nobody knows where he is at the moment. As this story develops, I will definitely keep you posted. All right, that brings us to our final story today. Elon has mandated, and I mean, when I say mandated, I mean capital letters, mandated, that Tesla employees will install and demo full self-driving beta for every new vehicle delivery in North America. This comes as Tesla's rolling out the latest version of full self-driving, which is version 12, powered by neural nets. So before, if you bought a car, you could, you know, go pick it up, drive away, go home and enjoy your car. Now a Tesla employee has to take you on a drive and demo full self-driving for you before you can leave. I would imagine that if you told them you didn't really want to do it and you put your foot down, they're not going to make you. But Elon is pretty adamant about this, so you should probably have a very good reason why you didn't do it. Now, I am a big proponent of education and showing people how to use things in their vehicles so that they can get the most out of it. However, if you didn't order full self-driving for a variety of reasons, one, you didn't want it, or two, you couldn't afford it, it doesn't make sense to make people go through this whole process again just because you think version 12 is cool. This is one of those things that management comes up with and expects the rank and file to implement and follow through on, and it makes their jobs significantly harder. Elon did admit that this would slow down deliveries, but deemed it a hard requirement, which in my mind, I read that as you don't get a choice. You have to do this, which I'm not a fan of as a rule. And I'm going to tell you why I'm not a fan of it in just a moment. But first, I need to tell you that as soon as I got done writing the show notes for this episode, Pat gave us yet another tip. Now, I don't know if Pat wants me to use her last name or not, so I'm not going to, but I do appreciate all of the information that she posts. All right, so moving on. Pat posted that Elon posted on X that all cars that are capable of full self-driving will be enabled for a one-month trial, and that will start happening this week. Now, I have a Hardware 3 Model Y. I've been checking all morning and all of last night to see if I got any sort of update. I have not. But I am assuming that when Elon says all cars capable of full self-driving, he's saying Hardware 3 or better. If he's saying Hardware 4, then that's concerning to me. And everybody who bought a Hardware 3 vehicle should immediately go to Tesla and try to get your money back because you were sold something that's not going to happen with your vehicle, with your particular vehicle. But anyway, this is a really cool way of Tesla allowing people who don't currently have FSD to experience it. The other thing that we were talking about with forcing people who have just purchased a car to do an FSD demo, I'm not okay with that. And here's why. Enhanced autopilot is like $6,000 and full self-driving is $12,000. When you go and pick up your vehicle, you have already financed your vehicle. Like, a lot of people don't have $6,000 and $12,000 just laying around for an impulse buy. That is a big impulse buy. So if you know you enable full self-driving on their car, they come pick it up, they say, yeah, this is great. What do you think is going to happen if they don't have the money? Like, they've already decided that they're not going to be spending that money at this point because they did purchase the car without either of these two features. At best, Tesla might get people to pay for the $200 subscription, but I think that's going to be hard. That's a hard push. Like, my car payment is $800 a month. And my car payment is high because I want to pay it off as soon as humanly possible, and I should have it paid off next year. I don't like car payments. But most people's car payments for a Tesla is going to be between, let's say, depending on how much you put down, $500 and $800 a month. I don't think that's going to be, I don't think that's controversial. Adding another $200 a month for a subscription is a lot. That's a lot of money. So I don't know how many people are going to jump on this just because they got a demo that may or may not have been impressive. I haven't experienced version 12 full self-driving, but I have experienced version 11. And there are some moments with version 11 that I did not feel comfortable with in certain situations. So hopefully all these demos go swimmingly. If they go poorly, you just kind of shot yourself in the foot. Now, as far as take rate on full self-driving is, we don't know what that is because Tesla's never given us a number. But there are some organizations that track this stuff, and it's estimated that full self-driving take rate is less than 20%, which is, if true, not great, Bob. It's not a great number. So what happens after a few months of Tesla doing these demo drives with customers and giving us unwashed, dirty people who haven't bought FSD a trial version for a month? What happens if that take rate percentage doesn't move any? So let's say Tesla's take rate is X percent. And after, let's say, 6 months of this program, that take rate doesn't go up at all. It stays the same. What happens? Because I truly believe that these features, the enhanced autopilot and full self-driving, are way too much money. I think enhanced autopilot, $2,500, and full self-driving, $5,000. And if that happens, people like me who don't currently have FSD, that becomes a little bit less of a no-brainer. It's still not exactly an impulse buy, but that's something that you can manage. $12,000 is pretty expensive. And if you live in California, as we illustrated earlier, you could buy a whole Chevy Bolt for $8,000. $12,000 is a whole subsidized Chevy Bolt. That's a lot of money. I think Tesla's going to have better luck lowering the price, but Elon is overvaluing what full self-driving means to us regular folks. And honestly, I think that he's probably, I think he's out of touch with how much money $12,000 actually is. That's a lot of money. Like, people can do a lot of home renovations for $12,000. There's a lot you could do with $12,000 in your life. And paying for a feature that's still in beta and doesn't quite work the way it was advertised 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 2016, 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago. It's almost 8 years from the time that Tesla announced Hardware 2, and we are not that much closer to full self-driving in the grand scheme of things. Elon talks about the March of Nines. I don't even think we're at 99% yet. I don't think we've began the March of Nines in terms of full self-driving.
And if you're not familiar, Elon says that you can get a product 99% there, but the rest of that 1% to 100% is the march of nines. That takes infinitely longer. I don't think we're at the 99% yet. I would also say that if Tesla lowered the FSD subscription price to below $100, I think they'd get a higher take rate with that as well. All right, everybody, that is it for our show this week. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you have questions, you can email me or comments, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can also find me on X at 918digital. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you on Friday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.